Welcome to this episode of the Intentionalist podcast. Today we are getting to know Coach Alice, the woman in front of the lens. We are going to learn a few fun facts about her, what her life has been like, what led her to come up with this podcast, and what listeners should expect. So welcome to the episode. Enjoy. Can you share a memorable childhood experience that shaped who you are today?
I have many memories. I don't know which one really shaped me who I am today. What is so vivid in me, it's how I grew up wanting to... I grew up as a shy child, being a firstborn who is almost the same age as her youngest siblings. So there is that competitive habit of wanting to do better, to be the most preferred child and all that. But what made me go back into my introversity was I never liked most of the things. I never allowed my inner self to choose. I have always that tendency to depend on my parents' choice or being guided to do this, do that. It had shaped most of my inability to make decisions of my own. That's one thing. A positive thing, it was wanting to be together with my family. I had a family that was together, that valued family time, bonding, doing activities together. And it inspired me on how to what the picture of a family, of a functional family. That it has to have a dad, it has to have a mom, it has to have children, it has to have happiness, it has to have togetherness, doing things together. So those are the foundational values that really governed me. Having a happy family and then also not necessarily being so expressive. Yeah.
And what's your favorite way to spend time when you're free? And why does that specific activity bring you joy?
Nowadays, I enjoy alone time a lot because it's the time that I feel like I have to pour back into myself. I talk to myself. I fix stuff within. I have time to feel like I'm loving back the woman that has been abandoned for a very long time. It wasn't the case maybe a few years ago where I felt the need to be there for everyone else, for the kids, for my husband, for my family, for my work, for my other accomplishments. And to me, alone time is one of my non-negotiable places where I go and I feel happy. Yeah.
So going back to your life, reflecting on what your life has been like, what would you say is your biggest fear and how have you worked to overcome it?
My biggest fear, even up to date, I don't think it has gone. It's still there, maybe less pressing as it was before. My biggest fear is death. I used to be tormented by this fear of what will happen if I die? What will happen to my children? What will happen to the rest of the people that depend on me and all that? It's still there. I'm not saying it's not there, but I'm less affected by it because sometimes I would really fear and having those panic attacks, wondering, now I'm in Kenya, my rest of the family is in Rwanda. I'm in a blended family. What will happen? But the more you keep accepting the fact that there is less you can do in terms of predicting what will happen, you would rather create good memories, being intentional with your life, and then also save if you can, create what your children can depend on, and accept the fact that life has a limit and be at peace with it. Yeah, it does no longer torment me as it used to, but it is still a fear, yeah.
Okay. And what would you say is your ultimate aspiration or dream that you hope to achieve in the future?
I hope to be a person of impact, a positive impact, a person who lived a selfless life, a person who gave what she could, a person who make intentional choice, and a legacy of resilience and hope.
Okay. And building on that, what inspired you to create this podcast? Was there a defining moment or reason that led you to create the Intentionalist podcast?
Two things happened to me. One was a revelation that came to me, and I kept denying it. I kept refusing it. I kept saying, no, that can't happen. I remember praying over something else, and that came, and I kept denying it, saying, no. Another confirmation came, and I rejected that no. Because, yes, I know I have achieved a certain degree on overcoming fear, overcoming self-esteem, low self-esteem, confidence, and all that. But I'm still leaning on my introvert nature. I didn't want to come out and put my life on a podcast and all that. And when we were actually producing another video we did with this production house, I was filming a course. Something confirming the same thing came and say, maybe this can be a good idea, a good avenue to do a podcast. So to me, that was like a third confirmation of the same message I've been having. On the other side, I didn't also want to create just a podcast to talk about myself, talk about the life, or talk about, or to cry on, let me call it like that. I wanted something that is like a repertoire, something that people can come and meet other people, like a middle ground, if I can call it like that, where young generation can come to get to peep on what is happening in adulthood, where people can come and peep and see, okay, does mid-age look like this? Does perimenopause look like this? Does midlife crisis look like this? Where you can peep in real people conversation, not in books, not where. So Intentionalist was that. Choosing that particular name was out of, I wanted something that is challenging, not only for me, but also for other people. I'm on this path of into refining myself, always improving, constant, the Kaizen principle of constant improvement. And being intentionalist is being in a level where you live by your choice. You set good choices, you make good choices. You don't allow life to keep happening to you because we have that power. I want a challenging name, not only to myself, but also to the community that I'm trying to build with this podcast.
And you've mentioned being an introvert. So what advice would you give to other people, whether they're introverts or not, who may hesitate to pursue their passions because of feelings of inadequacy?
Yeah. That is number one limitation to introverted people. There is that feeling inadequate or feeling like you are throwing yourself in a shark's mouth or feeling like your life is ending, you're on a hot spot or everybody's going to read through you and you shrink or you abandon a certain vision or a certain purpose altogether. I think there is a way you can respond to your life calling or your life purpose without necessarily throwing yourself out there. Trusting that you are capable, trusting that you can. When I started coaching, I was in a space where I have to coach in English, and English is my second language. And I was like, who will ever pay me $2,000 with this broken English of mine? And then I come to notice that what really matter, it's not the eloquence. What really matter is the substance that you are serving. So if you know out here you are an introvert and you have substantial stuff that you would really want to share with the world is waiting for you. There is always a seat for everyone. Don't ever feel like, oh, this space is so crowded. I have nothing to offer. Oh, I'm so scared. I'm meaningless. I don't have this and that. Just try. Launch yourself. You really don't have to have a full picture of how it will look like. You will adjust as you go. Yeah.
And how do you plan to empower and inspire other people through this podcast?
You cannot plan empowering. I don't think anybody can plan empowering. All you do is to give what you have and then expect that you have given it out of love, out of intentionality, out of care. And then those who are meant to connect with it will do that. Because sometimes I feel like when we want to control the outcome, it's because there is a certain narrative you want to push. But when you put yourself and you pour what you have, you allow the universe to channel it the way it wants to use it. Yeah.
And what can listeners expect from the Intentionalist podcast in terms of content, themes, and the overall message you aim to convey?
What they should expect is they should expect authentic content. I see sometimes people putting on YouTube raw, unfiltered. We are going to have deep, authentic conversations with different women. And I also invite listeners to share their own views on certain topics that we will talk. Also comment below, tell us what topic you would like us to cover in the future episodes. We will be considering all that. They should expect women who are willing to talk about their divorce journey, for example, their infertility journey, women who are willing to talk their transition journey, women who are willing to talk about stress, mental health, sexuality, all the things that happen to us as women. This Intentionalist is encompassing a woman in her 360 approach.
And how do you intend for your podcast to make a positive impact specifically on women who may doubt their abilities or their potential?
As I said, this is a platform to, number one, get inspired by what other people will be sharing, get empowered, and also really break the bias around certain topic. And then if you come and hear so-and-so's story, if you come and hear how they overcome certain things, their journey, and by that, you might feel empowered, or you will also have like a point of reference. So-and-so has done that. That's number one. Number two, it is also to bring in experts in different fields, expert on the medical ground, the expert say on certain things will help you even actually notice that, oh, okay, I need therapy. So who do I go to? That's why I say this podcast it's like a repertoire or a reference point for experts. If I want to lose weight, if I want to fight my infertility, if I want to, it's a way of seeing people talking about their expertise and find where to get them. Yeah. Thank you so much for your questions and for listening as well. I'm hoping this is something that is going to help you stay tuned and wanting to get to see more of the episodes that are coming up. We are going to be having our episode coming out every Wednesday, and we would like you to get to know. We are having conversation on life and transitions. We are going to have conversation on femininity. We are going to have conversation on etiquette, elegance, how women can use that to tap back into their grace. We are going to talk about infertility, perimenopause, and menopause, how we can approach that life with grace. We are going to talk more again on intentionality in our lifestyle. We are going to talk on divorce, how women can navigate divorce and co-parenting gracefully. We are talking about a woman in all her aspects. How do you pursue your career fearlessly without necessarily feeling the need to tune in your masculine wings? We are going to talk about having intentional life with your mental health. What are the things that you need to take? What are the things, what are the signs of burnout? We're going to approach life in a 360 approach. As a woman who really grew up battling a lot of things, I think if I had a podcast such as this, I could have navigated life better. And I think this is a way that I have chosen to give back to young people, to have that big sister who will tell you the things that you have not seen and known yet, so that you can take conscious decisions in the future.